One of our favorites, Vice Mayor Chris Rogers of Santa Rosa, is here. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm good. So you heard me say that I'm all excited to talk to Martha Reeves of Martha and the Vandellas. So who would it be for you? Let's say some musical artist was going to have a conversation with you. Who would you be all jacked up about?
You know, Pat, and I'm going to give away my age a little bit. I always was a really big fan of Red Hot Chili Peppers growing up.
Yeah.
And would have a good time having a conversation with them.
Okay, I think that's very reasonable. And I expected it not to be Martha Reeves of Martha and the Vandellas for you. So, yeah, that makes perfect sense. It is 9:08 at KSRO. Let's talk about what's happening at the Santa Rosa City Council meeting today. We talked earlier, Chris, throughout the morning about the changes, more changes for the what used to be the Bennett Valley Senior Center. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, that's right, Pat. So what you're going to see is a discussion today about utilizing that building and that property to provide some homeless services. We had talked a little bit about the fact that $12 billion was expected to come to Santa Rosa or Sonoma County in total for homeless services on an emergency basis this year. Some of those funds were allocated specifically for capital improvement projects to allow for more capacity for homeless shelters. And with the Bennett Valley Senior Center being underutilized, we took the steps a few months ago to really consolidate those services down at the Finley Community Center across the way, which has opened us up now for a conversation around adding a facility at the Bennett Valley Senior Center for homeless services. So we're talking, Pat, about 40 beds plus an additional 20 once we're fully implemented, so 60 additional homeless services beds that are designed for housing first, low barrier emergency shelter, and the creation of a Santa Rosa Navigation Center for homeless services.
Yeah, and that is very, very big in itself. And before we get to the specifics of that, Chris, what about the upgrades needed to that building?
Yeah, so both that building and Sam Jones Hall are being looked at in the same conversation because both of them have significant issues infrastructure-wise, such as Sam Jones Hall's roof needing to be replaced at the tune of about $1.6 million in infrastructure costs.
Wow.
So what we are doing is we're talking about them in conjunction with one another, that perhaps we can use the Bennett Valley Senior Center as a temporary place where we shift some beds over while we do the work that we need on Sam Jones Hall and then shift them back and then implement additional beds as well.
Well, that makes sense. And you're talking about when all of that is said and done, an additional 40 beds for the homeless in, you know, compared to what we have at this moment?
We think it'll be an additional 60. 40 is the baseline for what we have already available to put in at the Bennett Valley Senior Center. And then we'll be able to build a little bit of additional capacity with some portable units that will go in the parking lot right along with it as well.
That's pretty significant, Chris.
It is. And we'll also be discussing potentially some safe parking in that parking lot, which will add at least additional places for folks to go at night in their cars where they can feel a little bit safer as well.
Wow, that is definitely an improvement for the homeless situation, which is, you know, at the core of so much energy in Santa Rosa and throughout the state of California, to be sure. And also on the docket, I see, Mr. Vice Mayor, is the Residence Inn by Marriott. And where do we stand with that project?
Yeah, this is an appeal to the council where the Planning Commission on a 3-3-1 deadlocked on whether or not to approve the Residency Inn going forward. It is up right off of Fountain Grove Parkway, and the significant concerns were around an adequate evacuation route, which people learned all too well we need to have in our developments.
Yes.
As well as potential obstruction of the view from one of the medical offices that does cancer treatment. So we'll be weighing all of those issues as we discuss it tonight. But it really is furthering our conversation, Pat, on how do we handle new development, not rebuild, but new development in areas that we know are high fire prone areas.
Yes, that is sort of a new and will be an ongoing saga for us. And I know we've had some conversation with the Greenbelt Alliance, who had some thoughts about greening up that project even more before they were hopeful that the city council would approve it. So what else is on the docket today?
We've definitely gotten letters from both of them and other environmental groups as well, Pat. Yeah, and that's pretty much the bulk of what we are discussing at today's council meeting. But what is also happening today, Pat, that is of significance to our community, is that the CPUC, the California Public Utilities Commission, has reopened the question about the Jennings Avenue crossing and whether or not it's safe. So a delegation from the city will be down in San Francisco today, arguing in front of the administrative law judge, testifying as to what the safety standards are, whether that sign is that crossing is going to be completely safe for Helen Lehman school children that would be crossing the tracks, and where we go from there, Pat. As you know, the crossing has not been built yet, even though it was approved almost 3 years ago. We will see whether there's a status change to the crossing come today.
Yeah, it's interesting because most of us, I don't think, equate the CPUC with an issue like this. We think about it certainly in terms of PG&E and our utilities in general, but we don't think about the place that it has in a situation like this. And are there thoughts about which way this could go?
Well, you know, Pat, it'll go one of two ways. Either the CPUC will grant the city an extension and allow us additional time to build the crossing, or the CPUC will say that the crossing is not safe, and then there's no path forward for it. I will tell you, I'm really hoping for the first, not the second. Give us additional time to work with SMART to try to build the crossing, and that's the message we'll be pushing today.
And remind us of why that crossing is so important.
It is a critical bicycle and pedestrian crossing on the west side that just as an example of its connectivity, since the fences have gone up for SMART, participation in safe routes to schools for Helen Lehman School has dropped from one-fifth of their school to one-tenth of their school. So wow. It is a critical component where folks are being diverted up to about three-fourths of a mile around rather than being able to go right across the track.
Yeah, that is a big deal. So hearing today on that issue, is there any time frame in terms of the CPUC's resolution?
As we've learned with other issues, Pat, the CPUC makes decisions when the CPUC feels like making decisions.
Okay.
So hopefully quick. Hopefully we'll have a quick one. But we don't know quite what the timeline is going to look like.
All right. Nobody's holding their breath on that one. Well, looking forward to hearing more about the Residence Inn and also about the changes to the Bennett Valley Senior Center and Sam Jones Hall, both important, imperative spots for us to be able to enlarge our capacity for the homeless population. Mr. Vice Mayor, happy to have you with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much, Pat.
Never a dull moment. I'm going to get in touch with the Red Hot Chili Peppers and see what we can do for you.
That sounds great, Pat. Thank you so much.
All right, that is Vice Mayor Chris Rogers on KSRO.